This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we had Nick Caserio on the show yesterday, Texans executive vice president and general manager, and hit a number of topics with him. You can find the entire interview up on the Odyssey app, on our show podcast, or on the station's YouTube. Jalen Noel seems to be getting the most run out of any of the draft picks in terms of just universally people saying that's a good pick in terms of where they got him, 79th overall in the third round. A lot of people like that pick for the Texans. Definitely fills a need for this team with Stephon Diggs gone in free agency and with Tank Dell likely missing most, if not all, of next season. Here was Nick Caserio on what they liked, what they saw in Jalen Noel.
I would say his toughness, his overall instinctiveness, his playing style. He's got good speed, I would say, for his position. I would say in his particular case, he has good speed. You know, he has good time speed. So those two kind of marry up. He's got strong hands, even though he's smaller. He's not like that small. He's a pretty sturdy, I would say, rocky, kind of blocked up kind of dude. Honestly, his build is similar in some respects to Christian Kirk. They're not small players. They might be quote unquote shorter, but they're not necessarily small players. They might play big for their size. How that, I would say, develops and evolves over time, we'll find out. There'll be some nuance involved. There's a coaching element involved. So there's a lot of things that go into being, you know, a good player. And if you have maybe an area that you're deficient, what do you have on the other side of it that you can help offset? And I'd say that applies to really all players. There's no quote unquote perfect player. They all have things that they can work on. They all have things that they can improve. And each player just has to try to maximize whatever they have to the best of their ability.
Yeah, and I think with Noel, he's a small guy, you know, and you look up against guys like Wes Welker. Wes Welker was a really small guy, real small catch radius, all of those things. Tank Dell, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think the first thing you always want is, okay, does the guy have speed? And he clearly has speed. The route running becomes a big deal. And yeah, I think he's a good route runner, mostly I think because he's so explosive. He's not refined per se by NFL standards. And that's where one of the X factors is, okay, how does he refine that? And it's way tougher than it sounds, because it seems like running routes should be the simplest thing in the world. A lot of that is just the polish that you have to add as you enter the NFL. The biggest concern that people have had or cited about him, it was interesting, is that his overall drop rate in college was not good. But if you look at his drop rate year by year, it got better every single year. It was 8.1% in 2022, then it was down to 5.4%, and then this last year it was 3.4%, which is above average, better than average, like above average in a good way.
Yeah.
Seeing that progression steadily year by year by year, I think is something that Caserio and D'Amico 100% would be all about. They love seeing evidence of a guy actually working at it. Now it gets tougher in the NFL, obviously. He's got small hands, but if you look at the 2024 drop rate, it's nothing that would be a concern whatsoever. You wouldn't think, okay, this guy might not have good hands. So I think he's probably worked at it and he's been effective with it. The one thing people have brought up is he's had 5 muffed punts. So as a returner, that gets to be interesting, because we here in Houston have had experience at times with guys who are really electric athletically, but when you muff a punt or 7, next thing you know, the guy's winning MVP of the Super Bowl for the Ravens.
For the Ravens. But, next thing you know, he's on Dancing with the Stars.
It might not work out for you here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I haven't looked into when and where the muffed punts were. Like if I were going to be, without doing any research on the actual individual muffed punts,
yeah,
I'm going to say that it was -5 degrees in Iowa.
I was going to say, I choose to believe they're all weather related.
In late November.
I was thinking the exact same thing. The two wide receivers, Jalen Knoll and Jaden Higgins, both from Iowa State, they were teammates the last couple of years. Does Jaden Higgins have the better avenue to get on the field early and play more snaps just by virtue of that outside wide receiver opposite Nico Collins seemingly being an opening right now for this team? It would seem like the presence of Christian Kirk on this team would at least be some sort of blockade for if Jalen Knoll impresses in training camp. It might be they might have to find some packages to get him on the field possibly. Is that fair to
say? Yeah. I think that with Higgins, there's some parts of his game that are just his size and his ability to catch contested passes and everything else. And he seems like a bright enough kid. He seems like he's got the right work ethic, all of that other standard stuff. He doesn't have the jackass gene that would keep him off the field. There's sometimes guys who are physically talented and gifted, if they have that jackass gene, they might not get on the field the rookie year.
Right.
He does not seem like that at all. So, yeah, I think they're going to find ways for him to get the ball or at least
fun.
Be a part of the offense.
Yeah. Nick Haley's got to be excited about that for sure. All right, so we mentioned we talked to Nick Caserio yesterday. You know who else talked to Nick Caserio on the phone? Jalen Reed, the 6th-round safety out of Penn State, the day that he was drafted. Here's what the phone call, just to lead into the question we asked Nick about it, in case you haven't heard this yet, this is what it sounded like when the Texans called up Jalen Reed, 6th-round safety out of Penn State, to let him know, hey, you're going to be a Houston Texan.
Hello?
Jalen, Nick Caserio with the Texans. How you doing, bud?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Congratulations. We're going to turn a pick in. We're excited to have
Let's
you.
Do it.
You're a good football
Let's
player.
Do it.
So,
Let's do it.
Yeah, let me. I'm
Let's
put,
do it.
I'm going to put you on.
Let's do it.
I'm going to put you on
Let's
Coach
do
Ryan's.
It.
Here's Coach Ryan's.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jalen, congrats, man.
Hey, get the Texans hat. Get the Texans hat. Let's do it. Appreciate it, Coach.
You get that Texans hat ready, man. We're fired up to have you.
All right, bet. Let's do it, Coach. Let's do it.
All right, I'm passing you over to our owner here. Kelvin. Yes.
All right, bet. Let's do it. Let's do it. Man, let's go. I'm ready. Let's go.
Give everyone a hug there that helps get you here, okay, bud? And we'll see you soon.
I got you.
Congrats.
I got you, Cal. I got you. Okay.
But my part, if D'Amico had the hardest challenge there, because it wasn't clear if you're listening to the phone call, is Jalen Reed telling D'Amico to get the Texans hat?
Yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't realize, unless it was a video call, that he was actually, Jalen Reed was telling one of his family members there to get the Texans
hat. To grab the hat off the coffee table there. Yeah, I am, we're going to play the Caserio audio about that call in a second, but just re-listening to that while it's on my mind, I'm going to put Jalen Reed at the top of the list of guys to most likely do something over exuberant either at rookie minicamp or the actual OTAs in minicamp. Pull a Lonnie Johnson, you know, hitting somebody when you're not supposed to hit somebody.
Ooh. Yeah, if there's a combined practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, against another team.
Oh,
Let's do that. If you're going to do it while you've got a combined practice against somebody else.
Do we know if there have we heard anything about any combined practices? I guess maybe we'll find out in conjunction with the schedule coming out next Wednesday. I can't think. I mean, I know D'Amico likes the combined practices.
I always feel like that comes out later in the spring, but maybe not.
Once we see who the opponents are in the preseason, maybe, because obviously it's going to be with a team that they're playing against that weekend.
Who did they have one against last year?
Rams. Remember, CJ was like, I can't believe Matthew Stafford knew who I was. Remember that?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then they canceled the one. Were they going to have it with the Steelers, but they canceled that one?
The year before, they had it with the Dolphins, and then they canceled the one with the Saints because everybody was so banged up. They canceled the one with the Saints, D'Amico's first year here. So, yeah. All right.
In March 27th last year, there were some reports about them agreeing to combined practices. So since we haven't heard any reports yet, then maybe it's unlikely that they will.
Yeah, maybe not. Here's Caserio on talking to Jalen Reed on draft day.
Yeah, no, I was trying to just introduce him. Hey, excited to have you here. And I couldn't talk, so kind of let him have his day in the limelight. He was excited. So at least he didn't say, let's F and go. And then we had that recorded. And then we would have had a bigger issue.
Yeah, but, social media so. Team's like, ah, yeah.
A lot of energy, very excited. And that's kind of his personality. That's how he plays. So, but that was a fun that was a fun moment.
Yeah, he's definitely hitting somebody. Jalen Reed, he's definitely hitting somebody.
Yeah, right, in the right kind of way. Where you're like, hey, listen, young whippersnapper.
Yeah.
It's much better. What was Ted Johnson's old quote? If they don't bite his puppies, they don't bite his dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You'd rather have to train somebody out of being aggressive than trying to encourage them
to be aggressive. No question about it. Last one this segment for Casario, we were bringing up body types. Last year, Will Anderson came into training camp, looked very different. Seth and I gave him the body type change award last year. Some positive time in the weight room last year. The question that I asked Nick was about Blake Fisher. Is Blake Fisher a candidate for that award? And it sounded like he gave us, if we want to bet on that mythical award that Seth and I made up, he gave us the two names to keep an eye on.
Can we give it to D'Amico?
D'Amico.
I said this the other day. He would definitely beat my ass, so I'll try to avoid. But no, he looks good. Blake looks good. He's been here. I'll give you two other players, actually. So Ladarius Henderson has actually sort of reshaped his body. I think nobody's worked harder than LD. I mean, I know he lost his whole year last year because he was dealing with foot injuries, but I think he's lost, 15 to 20 pounds of body fat. He wasn't able to do a lot, but I would say the level of commitment and focus that he's shown, I mean, honest to God, it's a tremendous accomplishment. And I would say just looking at Kamari, he looks physically in his upper body a little bigger, a little thicker. It goes back to hard work, discipline, consistent, focused work. And I would say those are some players at this point that have shown that. We have a number of players that have done that. I think phase one in the voluntary program, we had 93, 94, 95% of the team that was here. It's only May. You still have May, June, July, and even when we're not here over the summer, those 4 to 6 weeks are vitally important. So a lot of players that have made a lot of progress to this point, hopefully they continue to make it over the course of the spring.
Cult hero Ladarius Henderson gets mentioned.
Ladarius Henderson singled out and mentioned as a guy that has improved a lot. I think Ladarius Henderson might have some potential to go down and play guard. And I know that, played on a very good team in college. He just wasn't really all that consistent as a player. He was expected to either be a 6th or 7th round pick or undrafted. So the upside there potentially is A, okay, he's reformed his body type. B, whatever his injuries that he entered the NFL with, however much they might have hampered him when he was in college, all of that, maybe there's an unknown consistency there. And then C, just haven't been in the building for a year and learning. So Ladarius Henderson and Trent Brown are the most intriguing X factors to me. In terms of, all right, I just have no idea what to expect. And Trent Brown's a large man in his 30s who's coming off of a torn patellar tendon.
Yeah.
That's dicey right there. But he's been a very productive player in his career. When we talked about this yesterday, immediately people pointed out, hey, weren't you guys gushing about Kenyon Green's body transformation last year?
Yes.
And I think that it was relevant. I thought he looked better in training camp in a lot of ways than he had before. And part of it was because he had revamped himself. Well, that is not the only thing that matters and the only factor, but it's a positive development. Is it better than if I had reported, hey, word is Ladarius Henderson weighs 420 pounds.
Right.
Right? Okay, no. It's better to hear that, wow, he really revamped himself, and it looks like he leaned out, and that's a positive development.
Yeah, I don't think any of us said that when we noticed Kenyon Green's body type change last year, said, he's finally going to live up to being a first-round pick. He got thinner, you know?
Yeah, right.
It was a step in the right direction.
He looked better, and he was moving better, and okay, let's see what happens. And honestly, in week one, he showed some really promising things. The guys last year that did transform, Will Anderson, just looked stronger. He looked bigger. He looked
bigger.
More muscular.
Yeah.
Henry Toa slimmed down, and he looked faster on the field because of it. Oh, those are the notable ones from last year.
When you mentioned Toa Toa earlier, my wife texted me when we talked about this in the 6 o'clock hour. Toa Toa is working out hard right now. He puts it up on TikTok. My wife likes following Henry Toa Toa on TikTok because she's a big fan of his wife. His wife, I guess, is really funny. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got to get over on TikTok.
Get over
now.
On this. This get over on the day. TikTok. And
I can't. TikTok's too good. Well, I know, like, aside from TikTok potentially being bad. But the TikTok, it's there.
When it's good, it's good.
Just, it's addictive.
Yes.
You just, all of a sudden, you look up and you've grown a beard and your kids have graduated college. You're like, oh, I was just watching baby goats. I don't know what happened.
I thought these were just a few bite-sized morsels. I ate the whole can. Yeah.
Baby goats and fight videos. That's and it, I've missed a decade of my life.
That's it.
What if one off season we come back and D'Amico has gotten fat? What if D'Amico shows up?
I'll tell you. Well, I would. First of all, there would be hot takes galore, and I will tell you there'd be hot takes galore on this show. I have always marveled myself. I'm not saying every coach needs to look like D'Amico. He's obviously on the very far end of guys. He's yoked up. He's thin. He's in really good shape.
He's got genetic advantages in having been an NFL linebacker. Yeah, but
at the other extreme end, I've always said this: you can't be Mark Mangino walking up to a microphone and talking about how much discipline you instill in your team. You have to at least look like you pay attention to a treadmill or an elliptical a couple of times a week.
I think it depends. You know, Mike McCarthy is a guy that I'm not making fun of him for being overweight, but some guys can carry being overweight where it just looks like, that's a big fat guy. I like that guy. Yeah, he's a big fun fat guy. It feels like with him, it's more like, no, he's not carrying that weight. There's some kind of emotional hole that he's feeding or something.
Because
he doesn't look like he. What's that?
McCarthy, you're saying?
McCarthy, yeah. Mike McCarthy doesn't look like he should be. Andy Reid looks like he should be a big fat guy.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? And he wears it well. Yeah. Sure, he should weigh less and everything. I worry about McCarthy.
But
I
Andy
feel like
Reid.
There's something eating at him.
But I'm with you. Like, Andy, I look at Andy Reid and I don't view Andy Reid as I do Mark Mangino, mostly because Andy Reid used to be like 350 pounds and he's actually trimmed down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like Andy Reid probably does get out and walk like a mile and a half a day.
But I'm saying, but I don't care if he does or not. In terms of me judging the guy or like worrying about, there's some guys that fit there. There's some guys that just look like, oh yeah, they're a big guy and they're carrying more weight than they should, but it kind of fits him. Other guys, it looks like it's like they're wearing a fat suit almost.
Yeah.
And that's where you like it's almost like it's I don't know. For whatever reason I worry about those guys.
My glitch may be very Mangino specific, in which there used to be all these articles when he took Kansas from being horrible to being like 11-0 one year, and they talked about the discipline that he instilled in the team. I'm like, that guy, his name cannot wind up in the same article that has the word discipline in it ever. Ever. He needs to show the same discipline at Golden Corral that he is trying to instill in his team before you can do this. That is not a guy who embodies discipline. That is a guy who embodies cholesterol right there.
Guys, NFL coaches have gotten very fit recently over the last decade or so.
Oh, they fit and they dress fancy too.
Are there any really sloppy guys? Like, and you know where I am with Andy Reid. He's a naturally big guy.
Yeah.
Are there any like really sloppy guys you can think of right now?
Let me go through. I want to go through this during the break. I bet I can find three that I would qualify as sloppy during the break.
Okay.
I bet I can find three, and I'll let you be the judge.
Work.
I'll let you be the judge. Yeah. So we'll do that. That important exercise. Also, Tom Brady on the Impulsive podcast, Logan Paul's podcast, named the four defenders he hated getting hit by the most. A Texan cracked the list. We'll have that for you as well. We'll do that coming up next.